Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Hello, we have Isil from Turkey, now living in Munich again, on the podcast, Take It From The Iron Woman. Again, I have to say, I think we are sharing many things in common. I live in the US, coming from Switzerland. Isil comes from Turkey, now in Munich. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get to Munich and what is so special to live there?
I decided that I wanted to live in Munich in an afternoon in the Königsplatz Square, which is in the center of Munich. I was there visiting as a tourist, coming to Oktoberfest. And it was a few days after, like, I visited 2 days after another in Oktoberfest. It was tiring. And then I took a day off in the city. I was just looking around in the middle of the square and I felt so good. I felt in my belly that this is where I want to live. It feels so right here. And that was the moment when I decided to move. But of course, the decision of moving is not enough to move. You need, especially if you are coming from a non-European country, to move to a European country has some rules and regulations. And I needed a workplace to move. And I needed a workplace to sponsor my move. At that time, like a couple of years later, actually, I was working in a bank in Turkey. It was a foreign-owned bank, an Italian bank, and I was in a developmental program, which was continuing since a couple of years. In one of the program's meetings, I met one of the alumni who was working in Germany. And I told him, you know what, I really would love to move to Munich. Do you know anything how I can do that? And he said, we are actually looking for people. Send me your CV and we'll see what we can do. Wow. I sent my CV. We started talking on Skype. He sent me a few possibilities. I applied, but my profile wasn't a fit. Later, he told me, you know, we have actually an opening in our team. Would that be interesting to you? I said, yes, that would be. I would love that. And he invited me for a job interview. I got in. Then a couple of months later, it was actually 6 months later, I could move to Munich with an employment contract. And I literally moved with a little bag. I rented my apartment from Turkey. I didn't even see my apartment physically. My friend, who also hired me, picked me up from the airport, brought me to my apartment. And I started living in Munich, coming with a bag. That was like, this weekend was, I think, one of the best weekends of my life. Starting something new in the city I love. With a, I don't know, with just a bag.
Just one bag. And for the listeners, you should see her eyes, how she lit up. So I think you found the love of your life in Munich. And I like when you say you felt it in your stomach. So that's usually the best decision you can make, when the stomach tells you this is good. They have good food and it will feed your soul as well. I know also in Germany, obviously they speak German. How is that integration for you?
Wasn't that easy for me because I was the only foreigner in my company. And they had to accommodate a few things for me. I needed translation support most of the time. And some colleagues weren't so comfortable speaking English. And I was in a role which required me to attend a lot of meetings, and they would be starting in English and then would be asking me, is it okay if we speak German now a bit? Then I would say, yes, you can. They would speak German, but they would feel uncomfortable because I don't understand everything. I would feel uncomfortable because I make them uncomfortable and I don't understand it all, but it's my responsibility to understand and do my work. So that period was really tough. And I think it continued like around 5, 6 months. At that point, I was already going to a German course. I already knew basic German. I knew I had some grammar, but I couldn't speak properly. One day, a colleague came to me and told me, you know what? You just cannot keep on writing it in English. We cannot understand what you write. You have to start writing in German. And I said, okay, I'm going to do that. All right, this is for me a call. And I started communicating in German. It was quite difficult because I had to convince people to work on certain projects, but I was not able to create a sentence that is strong enough to motivate people or bring people in the project. And I think also, I'm not sure this might be an assumption, English is a very frequently spoken foreign language. So native English speakers are used to hearing English from other accents and not spoken properly. But I think German-speaking people are not so used to hearing German spoken wrongly. And maybe because also the German structure, when you make a mistake, doesn't make any sense. The sentence might completely be lost and not understood. And while I was trying to make a formulation of a sentence, I could see in front the face of the other person I was talking to going into different shapes and this face expression like, what are you talking about? That's stupid. And when you get this feedback, it's so difficult to continue. It's already a struggle to put it into words, and it's a work environment. It's not like you are talking with the weather is nice and so on. So that time, I felt it had an impact a bit in my confidence. But as I continued, I didn't give up. I kept on doing, I kept on speaking, I kept on making mistakes. And before I realized, I became good. I don't know how this
Congratulations.
transition happened, but I was at some point just by suffering, 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 I was really able to express myself, written, spoken. I could speak with everyone. In the meetings, they didn't have to translate anything for me. I could do presentations in German, and it was all good. So it also was like a 4 months or 5 months that I figured out everything because of this struggle, because I allowed myself to feel that struggle and learn on the way. So that has been my experience of how speaking German has been.
Fairly fast, 4 or 5 months, and I know German is a difficult language to master. Congratulations, this is amazing.
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
work with a lot of expats. They go to Germany 2, 3, 4, 5 years. They do not speak any German except ein Bier, danke, tschüss. That's about it, right?
The beer is important.
Beer is very important, we know. Yeah. And with your job as a coach in your coach academy, has that helped you with the language, or how do you use your cross-cultural awareness in your job?
The language, our academy is an English-speaking one, so we don't speak German. But of course, it helps because we have business partners we work with. We found a company. We needed to register our business. So these communications go in German. I'm happy that I can speak German well, read German well, and I'm taking care of that professional side. I think cross-cultural awareness, of course, helps because going through the same experience myself, I am more understanding of the struggle of people living in Germany, the expats. These are mostly our students. They are expats or people who are locally employed but are new or didn't learn German. That's why they come to an English-speaking course most of the time. I think it's not that we share this experience so much in our course about being a foreigner, but it is a place for them to find a community, as they don't feel, some of them, don't feel at home, connected in this new country where they don't speak the language. Because I believe when you don't speak the language, you just experience a little part of the country. Sometimes they feel lonely. And the academy is a place where they find connection and they find the community, because they also go very deep into who they are and their values, what they want in life, through coaching each other. They create very deep connections, so it helps them to feel better in this country they are living.
It almost seems to me working with their human potential, but you are providing them like a safe space and a community for themselves to get to know themselves probably, but also other people who go through the coaching. And we all know coaching hits you at the core. I mean, everybody brings their whole person into a coaching session.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. A lot of people, especially in the recent group, we are running it for the third time, the program. I think nearly one third of the students joined because of the community. That was interesting for me to experience. I got this feeling after the feedback of the people who graduated that what they loved the most was doing it together with like-minded people, supportive people. And that became also the reason of some people joining the program. So it's so important. We forget, keep on forgetting how connected we are, how much we need this connection. I think it becomes even more important when you are living in a new country.
Exactly. I mean, I have moved from Switzerland to the US, and it feels like you meet similar people where you are. And New York is a very diverse place, so you meet, again, a lot of Swiss, but also a lot of Europeans that I probably would have never met had I stayed back in Europe. So I thought that was, for me, an interesting phenomenon. Not only did I gravitate to the Swiss, but also I gravitated to European people. And every Christmas when we celebrate, actually I invite all my friends who are alone from Europe, and we call it, or not only Europe, but we call it the International Orphan Party at my house. So people are actually asking, can we come to your house? And I'm like, if you come from a different country, you can come to my house. So we always have different nationalities. United Nations is always at my house. So I thought that was nice, like how you build more community when you're probably not in your own country.
Yeah, that I never thought of this actually, but that's also so true for me. Coming to Germany, I am so connected with people from other countries, maybe than more than German people.
Yeah, and how hard do you think is it to get to know or to have friends, German friends for you?
I was one of the lucky ones, because when I started working, my colleagues were very friendly. I was working in a relatively young team. I think they were also, they are still they were single. They didn't have formed their own families. They were living on their own. They also wanted to have connections and friendships. So for me, it was easier to make friends. And I already had some friends from this international program I was attending in my previous work who lived in Germany. But after I left working in that place and became a coach, I am not that close anymore with my friends from that work. And I'm thinking about it that I think my best friends are not German. That might be coming from the fact that they have established connections already. They do their things. They have activities that they attend to. Whereas I tend to go to places where expats or international people hang out most, because I choose to go to English speaking events more than to go to German speaking events. I still feel more relaxed when I speak English than German. But for a lot of people that come for work, they don't find this friendly environment. I feel there is a lot of, not a pressure maybe, but there is this belief for a lot of people in Germany that work and private life should be strictly separated from each other. This is an old mentality, I think. Probably is changing in the new work environment. But people who are working in big corporates, I heard some friends that they really struggle making these connections because people don't share anything from their private life. And once the work is over, they go home and they don't socialize with their colleagues. So anyone who comes without any existing connections and working in this big corporates might have the struggle to make new connections, especially with German colleagues or other German friends. So that was what I have heard from other friends.
I think it's also one advice for expat listeners. You have to make that move. Nobody is waiting for you. So if you're proactive and you have to, in a way, force yourself to go to networking events and learn the language, get accustomed with the customs in Germany, and not only the Oktoberfest, but others, like get into the routine, what Germans do. I think that's the key to success and being integrated. It's not always easy. An expat life can certainly be lonely if you are not an outgoing person.
Definitely.
And to finish up our conversation, I think you are fantastic in creating a safe haven in your coaching academy for people who build a new community. So that's kind of like what I feel that you are providing to the world there. So give us another insight of where is the academy going in the next few years.
I think we want to deepen this connection. We want to deepen the community feeling. I think the community will also take it to a place more. It's again, as we say in coaching, co-creation of the process. We want to co-create with the graduates and with the students. And the feeling that I have is really that the students that graduate will organize new activities, co-coaching each other, mentoring each other, meetups to develop themselves, their professional life, just deepen this connection. We ourselves would love to learn from them and also maybe develop new trainings and new spaces for them to explore their potential. And my vision, I think my partner would share it, if they want to enable new people to join as trainers, like to grow ourselves from our community as well, and then let them, give them the space to create new trainings and
spread the love, as they say. All we need is love, right?
Love, exactly. Very good.
Thank you so much, Isil, and best of luck. Viel Glück. And I only know one word in Turkish, güle güle.
Güle güle. We say alas maldık. It's a special word to answer to a goodbye from the person that is leaving.
What an interesting story. It's not always so easy as an expat in a different country. We all have to integrate. Who do you know who's an expat? Can you reach out to them and integrate them into your life? Maybe. Take it from the Iron Woman. Follow us and see you next week Monday. Thank you.